coming at you from my attic. Downtown Toronto, Zach Vanoss along with you here. And this is the Recency Bias production of RabbitHabs.com and the Montreal Bias podcast. And as the early aughts, late 90s, don't even remember, the group Stained used to say, it's been a while, but here we are. We're back for a quick one-off, but maybe there'll be a few of these coming because we've got the expansion draft, still potential for Alex Galchenyuk to move. Lots going to happen the next few days for your Montreal Canadiens. But today, jumping on the Recency Bias podcast in the middle of summer to talk about, of course, the acquisition of Jonathan Drouin. How his name will now be said, playing in Montreal. Montreal Canadiens trading their top prospect. Some might say their only prospect. Only elite prospect. That's the fair way to declare that one. Mikhail Sergachev. A couple of conditional draft picks in there. But really it feels like Drouin for Sergachev is the deal. Let's break it down. Let's talk about it. Are we excited? What was the initial reaction? My initial reaction was, Because, you know, Sergachev, much talked about. Obviously the top prospect in our system. Top 10 draft pick from just a year ago. But Jonathan Drouin, 22 years old. An elite, elite talent. Can make things happen. I think potential to be explosive in Montreal. He's very excited, very happy to be playing here. Most people are calling it a good deal for both sides. I think both sides needed something out of this trade, and they both got something out of this trade. In the case of Tampa Bay, I mean, they absolutely have a surplus of forwards. Jonathan Drouin needed a new contract. They're up against the cap a little bit, so they had to make this happen. They've been in the hunt for a defenseman for a little while, particularly a young defenseman. That's exactly what they get in Sergachev. And he and Hedman together, I mean, that could be a solid blue line in Tampa Bay for years to come. I don't really think we could declare the winner of this trade yet. That's the thing. You know, everyone, we can all try to guess how this turns out. But we won't know for probably a few years. This isn't the Weber-Subban trade where it's obvious that, you know, maybe Montreal will get a little bit of a bump for the first couple years of Weber, but in the end it was pretty clear, I think, to most people, most thinking people, that the Predators won that trade overall. This one, hard to say. It will be hard to say. I mean, who knows what Sergachev becomes. We're starting to get an idea. At least last season we were starting to get an idea of what the Drouin could be. And so now we'll see how that evolves with the Canadiens. And not to knock the Habs. Actually, to knock the Habs. That's the entire point of this next sentence. Haven't been so good at developing defensive talent. Nate Beaulieu, Jared Tenorti. Couple examples. So we'll see. I mean, I do expect Sergachev's going to be a real talent in the league. But let's not poo-poo at the fact that the Habs just got, what, their most exciting French-Canadian sniper in decades. This kid can play. I mean, if you didn't get a chance to see much of the Lightning last year, hold on to your butts. It could be very exciting. This is Radulov-esque, Kovalev-esque in Drouin's ability to make plays happen. We'll find out what kind of sniper he is over the next couple seasons. I believe he had 53 points, 21 goals last year. 21 years old, though, as he did that, so of course, what really makes this trade better for the Habs is the fact that immediately after it happens, we're told Marc Bergevin gets on the phone with Alan Walsh, Drouin's agent, and starts hammering out a deal. 6 years, 5.5 per, I think that's $33 million overall, but who cares about what it is in total. It's the average cap hit that matters, 5.5. That deal could, a lot of potential for that deal to end up looking a lot like the Max Pacioretty deal if things go right. I mean, that could be a hell of a steal if he turns into the kind of player. Third overall pick, don't forget. Third overall pick just a couple years ago. That could be a great deal. Carries him to his 28-year-old season. So I know some people have had some complaints because, well, Habs get older with this. What's this do? Look, I don't care. 18 to 22 years old, don't care. That's essentially the same thing to me. Really is. If that's your main problem with this trade, is that Sergachev is 4 years younger than Jonathan Drouin, I don't feel like listening. That's nothing. These are both young prospects. That's fine. You know, if you trade Sergachev for a 30-year-old forward, that's an issue. A 22-year-old, I don't care. And I think it took me a little bit, mostly because I wasn't on Twitter, wasn't following along, listening to the radio as it happened, so just kind of at work and not thinking about it, and only on my drive home did I start to realize, this is a big deal. This is the second summer in a row, perhaps, that the Habs make what could be the biggest deal of the summer. I don't know if it is, but Jonathan Drouin is a big name to be moving. We'll see. I think with the expansion draft, there's likely to be some big names on the move, and we'll see what happens in the next few days. But that's a big trade. That's a huge acquisition. I don't think it's quite settled in. I'm sure Jeff Molson's delighted for all the heat they took, and rightfully so, for the loss of Subban. The French media, for sure, is going to be loving this trade. But I think overall, I mean, whether you're a Franco-Quebecer, an Anglo-Quebecer, you enjoy. I enjoy the fact that there's good French-Canadian talent. I don't like when you're trading players or making decisions to bring in lesser talent. But this is real talent in Jonathan Drouin. So it's exciting stuff. And you could tell it sent, I mean, just driving home, I was flipping through Toronto's two sports stations and seeing, you know, if they were talking about it. And with the NBA season done, and obviously the NHL season done, and the Blue Jays off on Thursday night, there was much talk to be had about the kind of the only thing going on in sports, unless you count that golf tournament in Wisconsin. And so there was a lot of talk about it, to the point that, you know, I was hearing Tony Marinaro on Toronto's TSN station, and Andrew Berkshire was on Sportsnet station, and everybody was certainly talking about the Habs in the hockey world today. So it'll be interesting to see if this gets the ball rolling ahead of that lingering trade freeze, the roster freeze that comes up before the expansion draft. These are certainly shots fired. No more can we say, I mean, we couldn't after last summer, say that Marc Bergevin was a tinkerer and not a big move maker. He's made two huge moves now. Sergachev and Subban out. You got to hope that that does not become an extremely haunting sentence over the next 5-6 years of what could have been on the Montreal blue line. But Drouin is a nice addition. Sergachev, you know, there's no guarantees in this league. There's no guarantee that Sergachev becomes the talent that we expect him to. We've all seen defensemen either develop slow or simply not develop in the way they were expected to. Long time to go before we know who wins this one. But in the hours following the trade, it feels good. Canadians have added something. So what's the fallout from this? That becomes the next question. Radulov, does this put some pressure on him to lower his term if he truly does want to stay in Montreal? I know that becomes a question now. Galchenyuk, does this make it more likely, less likely that he gets dealt? I would like to see Galchenyuk held on to for another season. I really would. Give Claude Julien a full year with the kid. Bob McKenzie, though, on TSN, saying he thinks this makes it more likely Galchenyuk gets dealt. Obviously, Galchenyuk's name has been out there in the thick of it, the thickest of it, in trade rumors the last few days. So, hey, we'll probably be jumping back on the recency bias. Maybe we'll have to do a full edition of the Montreal bias, get some of the guys from Rabbit Habs on here as well. So, I assure you, we are already in process and deep discussions of it on the forum, so we'll have a little bit more of that content going up for you on rabbithabs.com. Please be checking that. It felt good to get a nice June edition of the Recency Bias. As always, And it's been a while, so allow me to refresh your memory. You can find me on Twitter at Zach Drops Tweets. Find out what it is that I talk about in the summertime. You'll get plenty of American political stuff, probably. Talk about the music, festivals, and shows that I'm seeing this summer. Who knows what else? Let's follow me on Twitter. Of course, at the Montreal Bias is the Twitter feed for the podcast. And at Rabbit Habs, we got a new logo at Rabbit Habs. Check that out. Just do a slight alteration. We've dropped the magazine part due to, didn't feel like it made a lot of sense anymore. So just Rabbit Habs. Of course, the content has been a little sparse through the summer, but it's still coming. Report cards, analysis. I know Robert Brown's immediately got his analysis of the trade up, so there'll be quite a bit in the next coming days. Just talking about the fact that Jonathan Drouin, now a member of the Montreal Canadiens, and looks like he will be for several years to come. The pipeline, the cupboards, however it is you want to refer to the stockpiling of prospects, it's pretty bare. It's pretty bare for the Habs. But when Subban was dealt for Weber, we all knew it was now or much further down the line. It's now time. Drouin, nice addition. We'll see how it shakes out in the seasons to come. But here on this Thursday evening, feeling all right about it. Welcome to the team. We'll see, are they selling 72 jerseys? Is it 27 jerseys? Left to be determined what number he'll be wearing when they finally do get the Drouin jerseys on the shelves. But I expect they'll be wanting to do that pretty quick. Money to be made. All right, that'll do it for this quick off edition of the Recency Bias. Thanks, as always, for downloading and listening. Glad to get in your ear holes at least once this summer. I expect we'll be back pretty soon with some more. All right, until then, though, take care.